The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
Good morning and welcome to BizSense Beat, our weekly roundup of the top business stories from Richmond BizSense. I'm Benjamin Dolly, and joining me this morning is BizSense reporter Jack Jacobs. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
So first up this week, Richmond has unveiled its master plan for the Shaco project. Tell us about the project and what's being planned.
Yes, so the Shaco project is a relaunch of sorts of what has previously been referred to as the Enslaved African Heritage Campus and later the Shaco Bottom Heritage Campus. This new master plan basically spells out what this new historic site would look like on a 10-acre site in Shaco Bottom. And this plan also comes as a milestone in what's been a decades-long effort by the city to recognize its history as a hub of the slave trade. These new plans announced this week call for a 62,000 square foot museum that would be located at the north end of the Shaco Bottom African Burial Ground, which is the area north of Broad Street between I-95 and the train tracks. The site would also include a memorial, a walking path, and a retail and restaurant pavilion that would front Broad Street.
And there's a new development coming to Reynolds Crossing. What's in store over there?
Yes, so Reynolds Development is now in the early stages of plotting reinvention of parts of that complex at the corner of West Broad Street and Forest Avenue. Per this plan, Reynolds Crossing would have increased density and height in mind. These preliminary plans show about a half dozen new buildings, most of which would be mixed use or residential, that would join the existing office, retail, and Westin Richmond Hotel building already on the property. These new buildings would be as high as 10 or 12 stories with townhomes or low-rise condos in the center of the area. In total, the development could have another 1,200 dwelling units being added to the area by way of this plan. The majority of the area targeted for this proposed development is currently a parking lot.
And Carytown could soon have a new hot spot for breakfast. Who's looking to set up down there?
That would be Rise Southern Biscuits and Righteous Chicken, which is aiming to open in the Carytown Exchange development in the fall. It's a breakfast and lunch restaurant with a focus on fried chicken and biscuits. And it would be opening in the spot that's next to the Torchy Tacos at Carytown Exchange. This would be the region's second Rise location, following one that opened in Short Pump in 2017.
And in Ashland, there's another mixed-use development being planned. Fill us in on that one.
So local developer Hank Wilton is planning what he's calling Patriot Glen, which is a mixed-use development that would feature 130 residential units and some commercial space on a 60-acre site in East Ashland. The site is where East Patrick Henry and Providence Church Roads meet, and that project site is just off exit 92A. Off I-95. And basically, this development would be strictly for sale homes. It'd be a mix of single family detached homes, cottage style homes, and townhomes. Price points for this development are currently expected to range between $350K and $500K. This project's been in the works for a little bit. It's expected to go before the town's planning commission later in March. Earlier in February, the planning commission took a look at it, but deferred its consideration to the upcoming March meeting.
And finally this week, Chesterfield is planning its first restaurant week. What exactly is that, and what's the goal?
So a restaurant week is a promotional event that a chamber of commerce sets up to drive business to the restaurants of a particular, you know, city or area. And the concept's not new to the area, but it is new for Chesterfield. Chesterfield is holding their first ever restaurant week in March and April. This event, of course, is being put on by the Chesterfield Chamber of Commerce with support from the local government, and would run March 29th to April 7th. And it's basically designed to draw the locals to locally owned restaurants, but also draw visitors to the county to these restaurants. It's been scheduled for what's a prime time for youth sports tournaments. Chesterfield tends to host a lot of those, and they're trying to kind of capitalize on those visitors here and drive some business to their restaurants. Nearly 40 restaurants are expected to participate.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for this morning. Thanks again to Jack Jacobs from Richmond BizSense for joining me today. You can read these and other business stories at richmondbizsense.com. You're listening to VPM News.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.